shining the light. In 2018, worship ceased at St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Bluefield, Virginia. My plan did not include migrating to Christ Episcopal in Bluefield, West Virginia, even though I had been raised in Trinity Episcopal Church in Huntington, West Virginia. Indeed, it was not clear to me that worship in any Episcopal church was to be part of my future. For one living without a spouse or other family in the home, there is a relative freedom to depart from old ways. Lifelong traditions can lose their grip. Upon venturing into Sunday services here at Christ Episcopal Church, I found that you have a strong spiritual leader whose scholarly sermons helps to remind us of what it means to be a Christian. And beyond the leadership here at Christ Church, the robust level of engagement by the congregation in outreach is an attribute that further enhances the church's appeal, shining its light. At St. Mary's, we fed at the Union Mission once a month as part of the Tazewell Cluster. At Christ Church, I now find myself in a congregation participating in this activity twice monthly, above and beyond this impressive food pantry activity. At a personal level, participating in the preparation and serving of meals at the mission is an experience that can create a multitude of reactions. The chaos of undertaking a high-intensity task without any blueprint or script. The frustration of trying to close those styrofoam boxes or open those plastic bags. The small dose of fear of a potential burn when stirring food in those hot ovens. The camaraderie of coming together with friends to achieve a task. And the satisfaction from the final act of distributing the meals, much like watching a Thanksgiving meal disappear in minutes after long preparation, shining our light. You may be thinking, gee, you make it sound so inviting, the chaos, the fear, the frustration. So where do I sign up? Of course, many in this congregation are already involved in shining our light at the mission. Many of us already have images etched in our memories of our Union Mission experiences. When Craig Hammond throws a curved ball and introduces an unexpected item to the menu, we respond. For example, when Craig produced two or three huge hams, Jim Justice stepped forward and carved until he could no more. When Don Kersey stepped in to provide relief, when Craig brought forward a seemingly endless flow of hot hamburger patties straight from the ovens, Delia Kersey took up position at the head of the assembly line that formed to produce a final product that included sliced tomatoes and lettuce. My job was to open hamburger bun packages at the start of the process. From across the table came a friendly reminder, Art, you need to pick up the pace. On a second Wednesday, the rescue squad, Allison Bowling, Elizabeth Clement, Betty Nash, and Patty Richardson, showed up on the day that the Helmendollar family of Christ Episcopal Church Pocahontas was vacationing at the beach. The squad saved the day, shining their light. Of course, special mention is warranted for Shirley Offsa, whose special ingredients always make the baked beans the best ever. And when the women send the men back to the ovens to stir the barbecue and the beans, we can count on Wendy Harris to say, quote, I love to see a man in the kitchen. Now, there is no sign up. Just show up at the Union Mission on any second or fourth Wednesday afternoon of the month during the school year. You can also watch the rainbow calendar for scheduled days. Come and dip your toe in the water to see how you like it one more way to help let God's light shine through our work.